The Around the NFL Podcast, starring a bunch of nerds who never played a lick of football.
Welcome back to another edition of the Around the NFL Podcast. My name is Dan Hansis, and I am joined by a room filled with heroes. Colleen Fox, Chris Wessling, and Greg Rosenthal. What's up, people?
Hey, Dan.
I have many names.
Connie Fox.
Colleen Fox. Connie Wolf. Fox.
Connie Wolf.
It's confusing. That's how I got the nickname in the first place. I get it.
You are not even close to the number of nicknames that the man to my right has. Greg Rosenthal is the man of a million nicknames.
We just found out a new one.
Well, that's not.
This is exciting.
Are we allowed to say it?
That's up to you guys. That's not a nickname. What are my other nicknames, though?
Well, yeah, a lot of people call you Rosie. Yeah. Never really have.
I like it. I call you Rosie.
College, a lot of people did.
Pepper spray, of course. 60% G.
Yeah, that's on the back of my softball jersey.
Which
also
my
rap name.
Right, and I've shortened that on the field to 60 Cent. And now we learn this one. This one was courtesy of your daughter, I believe.
No, well.
Just out with it, Greg. Well, you know, if you're comfortable. This is another nickname.
The song
no
you
pressure.
Sing while you're shaving.
This is terrible. Daddy Bubbles.
Daddy Bubbles.
Daddy Bubbles.
How does the song go?
Oh, you're not getting that from me.
Greg sings a song while shaving Daddy Bubbles.
I can't wait to see your
like
kids,
it.
And I'm going to ask them how it goes.
Oh, Ellis will know all the words.
Yeah.
I can't wait till the next high-leverage shield situation when Greg's at the plate, second and third, two outs, down a run in the seventh inning.
Like, come on, Daddy Bubbles.
Daddy Bubbles. Daddy Bubbles.
It's adorable, Greg.
Colleen, thank you so much for sitting in for Mark Sessler, who is on a jaunt through the Colorado region, or is it specifically just Denver? I'm never sure.
I've only seen texts from Denver.
Okay.
Oh.
So Mark's on vacation, so he's enjoying some off time. Colleen, nice enough to join us for the Monday edition of the Around the NFL Podcast. A tremendous show that I'm very excited about. We had an extended pre-production meeting. One of those that just go on forever. We couldn't figure out what we wanted to do.
It was more like a hangout session.
It was a sesh.
Before. Well, yeah.
Colleen was on it at one point on the conference call.
Many conference calls.
Yeah.
Could be because the first 40 minutes of the session did not involve the podcast at all.
That's true. Mm. That happens
Which
sometimes.
Does happen from time to time.
But finally, we did come down on a great idea, bringing back a game show that not only is it something that we all enjoy, I shouldn't say we all, Greg doesn't really like it, which makes it even better.
Better, yeah.
It's on Greg's list of things to kill. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, bitch. The Wheel of Destiny.
No one knew what you were talking about. This entire room couldn't even remember the show.
Nobody knew.
Or what it was called or what happened to it. And I was like, oh, was this some game we played, you know, 3 years ago, 2014? No, it was 3 months ago and no one had any recollection. Well, so let's not pretend it was some legendary moment.
Well, first of all, it was 4 months ago.
The only thing that anybody could remember about the game is that Greg hated it.
Yeah. And then we went back to remember the structure of said game.
I didn't even.
And Greg made about 7 highly critical comments of the game while it was going on. And now it's back, and we're all very excited. And you'll like it too, I think, Greg, deep down.
Yeah, now I have to play some role that I don't like it.
No, just be yourself. Be yourself. That will take care of it,
trust
me.
Just be Daddy Bubbles.
Yeah, so we'll play the Wheel of Destiny. Before that, we're going to do the news. And I have a big, 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 big announcement to make.
What?
And this is not my original reporting, so it's not going to go under the ATN Insider banner. But it is breaking news, so let's break it out. This is the last week on the Around the NFL Podcast for someone in this room. More accurately, someone behind the glass. Sydney Carlson is
What? I didn't even know that. No!
Hey guys, yeah, it is. So it's kind of a melancholy type week.
Why don't we all go on strike? Out front.
Well, it's a good situation for
Sid,
a Mount Rushmore member who's heading back home. The prodigal daughter is returning home to Utah, and we're happy for her. But she only has the shows this week, and then it's back into the car and off to Utah. And we're sad to see you go, but very excited for what comes next.
Yeah, thanks. I'm sad to go. Excited for, you know, what's ahead, but I'm going to miss you guys a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, we almost could make the Mount Rushmore just four different pictures of Sydney.
Yeah, I mean, you can make that case.
Sydney, I'm not going to, you know, argue against
that. Or just make her crazy horse.
Hmm. Or one of those that you remember, like the Saddam Hussein statue that was torn down?
That seems accurate, yeah.
What if we made just a Sydney statue, only we don't tear it down?
We
just
leave
a statue. I could have referenced an infinite number of statues that haven't been torn down. But, yes, a Sydney statue, that's what she's been how important she's been to the show. So, yeah, we're sad to see you go, Sid. We got a couple shows left before you're gone, and then we're going to have to figure out.
Yeah, let's make this week a celebration. It's not going to be all focused on railing against the shadowy league figures who totally botched this situation. Instead, we're going to enjoy the time left that we have with you.
I think that there should be a segment dedicated to her and named after her just for all of her great work.
I thought you were going to say, that's a great idea. I thought you were going to say dedicating a segment to all the people that botched not keeping Sydney in the building.
Well, that too.
Anyway.
We wouldn't be able to air that though.
All right, Sydney. For one of the last times ever, let's do some news.
You keep your dirty mitts off of Colleen Wolf.
That sounds like Sheck's Dan Hantis impression.
That's exactly what it was.
And am I totally comfortable with the idea that both Connie Fox and John Gonzalez?
Who?
John Ronald Gonzalez, born March 12, 1977, is an American sports writer who is married to NFL media broadcaster Colleen Wolf. John, who's a Pisces, resides in Los Angeles with his wife and two dogs.
Is going on the Damashek show? Am I totally comfortable with it? I'll be honest, no. But
you've never invited him on this show.
Well, it's a space issue with two people. We usually have
that's what it is.
There's X amount
a
of mics.
Space issue.
Well, it's like we could have both of you on, but then it's like okay, one of us has to sit out a show. I guess the dynamic works nicer for
we can have John on without Colleen.
Right.
Yeah, I guess we could do that.
You could. I give you permission to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have fun on Check Show?
It was fun.
More fun than when you're on our show.
This seems like a trap. There's no right answer there.
Let's do some news. Hey! Mike Zimmer has some eye problems. He has had some eye problems for several months now, but the team announced a short recovery break coming up for Zimmer, who had his eighth eye surgery recently, according to the club. This is an issue that first cropped up in the back of his right eye in late October 2016. He's had multiple corrective procedures since. He even missed a game, if you recall, in December against the Cowboys. And Rick Spielman wrote in a statement that Zimmer will be taking time away from the team to dedicate to recovering from eye surgery and restoring his health. We all agree Mike's health is the priority, and we believe rest and recovery are in the best interest for the long term. We anticipate Mike back on the field in a few weeks. Doesn't sound like a pleasant thing, Colleen. One eyeball, the patch on the eye, never a good look. Kind of, you know, let's move past this, Mike Zimmer.
Well, I mean, I think that he would like to do that, but I know everybody out there who's had eye issues, it's the worst. Everybody's laughing right now.
I'm just
it's
expressing
terrible.
Disbelief that this is the lead item of our news.
Well, yeah.
You're not happy with it, huh? As you rub your eye.
I was more, I don't know what Wes is laughing. I was more laughing.
Dan's impatience with Mike Zimmer. Let's move past this, Mike Zimmer.
Yeah, I was more laughing at Dan feeling a need for a hot take at the end of it. Like, I got to come up with something to spice this up.
Oh, what are we doing here? How did this happen?
You could have put it lower in the news.
Let's
the
move
order
past
doesn't
this.
Matter.
Well, I think it's not going to affect anything
with
the team there.
Oh, good.
And we wish him the best of luck. Hopefully this is the last surgery he'll have to have on his eye. And eye issues are very annoying. So good luck, Mike Zimmer.
I mean, there's not much to say, but it is eight eye surgeries. That's at a – you would think that's a – it's getting to a point.
That's not, you didn't just make a point. I already said it was eight.
I'm just saying it's getting to a point that – I don't know.
And we're off.
It's a problem. I mean, it's like.
What are you just saying he should give up and go with a patch and just move forward?
I don't know. You feel for him, but it's significantly like affecting his life and his ability to do his job.
Dan, do you have glasses?
I don't.
So you have perfect eyes.
I do. I have perfect vision.
Okay.
Also, won nicest eyes in my high school in 1998. So.
Wow.
Eat it, Mike Zimmer.
That was a big moment for you, apparently.
Whoa.
God.
Bury Mike Zimmer's eye in a big spot.
You're a monster.
Started in 98. It's really weird.
Long time ago. Time is moving on. And let's move on to Darrell Revis, who
get well, Mike.
Yeah, honestly though, get well, Mike. That does sound unpleasant.
Oh, that's the worst when they dilate your pupils. I know that surgery is much worse than dilating your pupils, but I'm just saying, from a very basic level of any eye procedures, they suck.
We have really handled this with deft.
We're classy.
Darrell Revis does not have to worry about a possible suspension stemming from his dismissed felony assault case. An NFL spokesman confirmed that Revis won't face league discipline following the incident that occurred in Pittsburgh in February, a brawl outside a bar late night. ESPN first reported this news. And, Greg, now that this is out of the way, I guess this helps his value on some level to other teams, that they don't have to worry about any type of suspension. But you still come down on the side of, it probably isn't going to matter in terms of him getting a job, right?
No, I don't think he's going to be in the NFL this year because he's shown interest in wanting to play again, but the NFL teams have not shown any interest in him. Rich Semini of ESPN New York reported today there's no market for him because of last year's significant decline and whispers about his commitment. Streets are talking out there, and I think the only chance he'd have to come back in the league is say, okay, I'm down – to compete for a number three cornerback job, if that's what it takes, for $1.5 million with some incentives, which, as we've talked about before, wouldn't be him playing for free, since he's going to make $6 million regardless of whether he plays or not. And I think when given those sort of options, I think then he'll make the decision that it's not worth it.
I'm just picturing he's got a reputation as a mercenary. Picturing like a cartoon cowboy, a gun for hire, who's all slovenly and kind of drunk half the time, and he's got a blasé attitude about who he knocks off. Like, who's going to hire a gun for hire who's got nothing left in the barrel and doesn't really have a passion for the gunfighting anymore?
That's what I'm saying.
So, Dan, didn't you bring this up on our network hit that his pride, the same thing that might get in the way of him if teams want to pay him like nothing, his pride – can he really just walk away at this point after having the year he had last year?
That's the only thing, is that last year was an abomination, both physically in the way he played, and he reported to camp heavier and then played slow and then bailed on trying to make tackles and spoke out to the press and said things that did not help the team. Everything that I knew as a Jet fan about Darrell Revis did not connect with that guy last year. But everything before that, this was a guy that was famous for his tape study and how much he prepared and how much he cared and how much pride he had in being the best cornerback in the league. If maybe he's got the eye of the tiger back, he can play better than last year. But he might have just screwed himself from having a chance to redefine his legacy in the end because of how bad he was. I could see that happening.
We should put some sandwiches on this. We've got a battle of instincts going on between Greg's news-watching instincts and Dan's Revis-watching instincts.
Instinct battle.
Instinct off right now.
All right,
do you want to put a sandwich out there?
Yeah, we'll put a sandwich on that.
All right, that he'll play again?
That he'll play this year.
Yeah, he has to play at least one game in the 2017 season.
Start or play in?
Play in.
You good with that?
I'll do that.
I'm good with that.
I kind of want it to end though week one. I don't want this dragging on because if he hasn't gotten a job by week one, that proves my point.
No,
you disagree?
No, I disagree. Like,
because I could see,
let's drag it out.
You're right.
Be like a mid October thing, like Freeney signing with the Cardinals or something. Come in, save the day.
Mm.
Yeah, come on. You still with it?
I hope this goes better than the sandwich Wes put on the field,
Eastern
the
Conference.
Field versus the Cavs a few weeks ago with me, because I'm getting that sandwich. I'm not too happy about it as a Boston, you know.
Yeah, that was an incredibly stupid bet by me.
Well, you've been going through a lot of stuff. Maybe you weren't as focused as you typically are.
I was much higher on the Wizards than I should have been.
What a game last night, too, by the way.
Let's move on. It was a good game. But I turned it off at halftime because they were down 18, and it was like they were going through the motions.
Oh, my God.
And I just thought the series is already over. So it's been the worst NBA playoffs.
Terrible.
I
There's
can
been
ever
so
remember.
Many blowouts.
In fact, the NBA to me has a major problem with the way these rosters are made and where the teams are so top heavy now.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of down on it a little bit. So I said, screw this. I'm not wasting more time watching bad playoff basketball. And I got burned.
Yeah. Last year, in contrast, especially last year's playoffs were so good.
They were so much fun last year.
Let's move on. Ryan Fitzpatrick got a job. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers agreed to terms with the veteran quarterback on Friday, a one-year deal worth $3 million in base salary, incentives that could take it up to $5 million, according to Rap Sheet. Of course, it'd probably be hard to hit the incentives unless some bad things happened to Jameis Winston. I found it interesting. The Tampa Bay Times first reported this. I found it interesting that Ryan Fitzpatrick is now playing for the same base salary that he earned in his first year with the Jets when he was Geno Smith's backup. So much happened in between those two signings, but at the end of the day, he's right back where he started as a $3 million a year guy, a hardcore backup quarterback in this scenario. Everything's kind of back where it should be, and Fitz is now a backup to Winston.
Can't believe there was any controversy about this signing whatsoever, considering Ryan Fitzpatrick has been the ideal backup quarterback for most of his career. He'll come in, throw you in or out of a game, but he could be an upgrade on Mike Glennon. You never know. But he's been a really good guy who can come off your bench and light up a defense.
Your dismissal of Mike Glennon knows no bounds. I'll tell you who doesn't think he's going to be an upgrade: the Bucs, who offered Mike Glennon more than double that salary.
Oh, well, I've seen Mike Glennon and Ryan Fitzpatrick play in the last 5 years, and in no way has Mike Glennon played better than Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Fitzpatrick is old at this point. I think that's part of the concern, is that he's not getting better. But to your point, Dan, I saw a stat about he's made right around that amount of money in four of the last 5 years as a backup for hire for $3 million. That's where he should be.
And by no means am I giving the Jets any credit for how they handled that last year. But the one thing they did get right is they ended up paying him $12 million last year, which is a lot for Ryan Fitzpatrick in retrospect, but they did not at least have some type of multi-year deal in place. They were able to get out of it and move on after that 1 year.
Yeah, lowest passer rating in the league last year, right? And Colin Kaepernick still doesn't have a job. But wait, before we move on, did you know what Ryan Fitzpatrick was doing before he got signed by the Bucs?
No, what?
He was teaching a class. Do you know what the class was?
How to be someone that gets identified as going to Harvard?
He was teaching a Rubik's Cube class. This is on CBS Sports.
Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I guess he's a...
Wait, who signs up for a Rubik's Cube course?
I have no idea.
Couldn't you just figure it out?
Right. Or what year is this? Who are you showing it to that you're even impressing them? When is this coming up that you're like, hey, just finished my class in Rubik's Cube. Check it out.
I'm going to go ladies. Pay to hear Ryan Fitzpatrick tell me what YouTube could show me for free or Common Sense would figure out on its own.
My brother.
Get those nerds!
Nerds!
My brother used to take the stickers off the Rubik's Cube and then just put them in the order. As
devious.
They
to be. I respect that. And finally in the news, Aaron Rodgers got a tweet from some students in Iowa, high school students, who were taught by a woman that was a big Aaron Rodgers fan. So they made a deal. They said, hey, if we get a tweet from Aaron Rodgers, will you cancel our finals exam? And Aaron Rodgers, less than a couple hours later, replied and got them out of their final. And then the same thing happened with Brett Favre. I guess people picking up that cue, and he got a class excused from finals. And it all started, Kobe Bryant did the same thing, retweeting a tweet that got a class out of the finals. And my question is, what about the kids? What about the education? I don't like this. There's too much glorification of our superstars. What about just focusing on what you got to focus on?
I can't believe I didn't try this when I was in college.
Twitter didn't exist.
I think you're right, yeah. I don't know.
I had the same response as Dan did. This is how we know we're old, because it's that longing that we lost out on a chance at a sports literature class. You want to take that. That's a valuable thing you have here. But, when you're 18 years old or 20 years old, you just want to get out of the final.
I feel like, though, this is akin to on the last day of OTAs when they're like, you guys were so great for the first four practices of minicamp that you're getting the whole day off. We're going to go skeet shooting. And it's like, at that point, you've already rented out the skeet shooting thing weeks in advance. It has nothing to do with whether you did a good job or not. If they're letting him out of the final for some measly retweet, they weren't taking any real final. Anyways, that's my theory.
Well, yeah, and the sports lit class screams kind of upper class – upperclassman senior elective course
right.
that
yeah.
nobody
exactly.
has to take seriously. And it did. I wrote about this on the end around. The upperclassman elective course that I'll always remember was second semester senior year, which was the same year that I won the superlative for nicest eyes. Did I mention that earlier
oh
on the show?
God.
We got it.
Hanging on to those glory.
Wait, that was high school.
Yeah, this was high school. The second semester.
It's a confusing story.
What did I say?
Are you talking about college?
No, high school I'm talking about.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Why? You not have
You
semesters?
Had electives?
Yeah, electives.
In high school? High school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Senior electives.
No. They do that in like ritzy towns like
Pearl
Riverdale or whatever.
Riverdale? You guys couldn't choose what courses you took?
I guess. I don't really remember what I did
not
in high
really.
School.
I took a second language instead of a science.
Anyway, but I took like a film study course.
Yeah, we didn't have that kind of thing.
And they turned it into, because it was 1998 and our teacher loved the movie Titanic, a study of Titanic.
Stop.
That one cost me.
Wow.
That's kind of interesting, though,
yeah.
I guess.
No, Pearl River was doing okay if you can afford a film studies teacher.
It was our English teacher. It was the same. I mean, the woman was teaching like 14 different classes. But anyway, that was what was happening. You got a problem, by the way, Greg?
You didn't think I was going to bring it back to old Pearl River on that one, did you?
Coal town.
Well, it's a coal town, but it's a public school. Like, you went to a private school in Martha's Vineyard. Everybody knows that. You fly home. You're going this summer. You're flying home. And where are you going
jet.
With your family?
I went to Minichog Regional.
He's going to go to Martha's Vineyard this summer.
Go, really?
Go yeah. Falcons.
So
go
let's
Falcons.
Calm down.
Do you have Nantucket Western Reds, Mass. Those, like, pink shorts that people
I've
wear?
Never been. I would like to go to see Bill Belichick walking around.
That's what's happening in the news. All right. Before we get to our game, I want you to guys know that it's time to elevate your underwear game to the next level.
Thank God.
With MeUndies. What is MeUndies? Just seriously soft, feel-good undies delivered right to your door. MeUndies are designed in L.A. and made from sustainably sourced micro-modal.
Modal.
A fabric three times softer than cotton. MeUndies softer than soft. Lugge undies come in an ever-changing selection of classic colors, I should say, bold shades and adventurous patterns so you can tailor your undies to your own personal style. And guess what? And guess what? You can say, and guess what?
What?
Denny's just cracking up right now.
You can save time and money each month with a monthly subscription. And if you're not ready for a subscription, that's okay. You can still save. That's because MeUndies is offering you 20% off your first pair. Just use our special URL, MeUndies.com/NFL2017 and get 20% off your first pair. So go ahead, revamp your underwear drawer. You deserve it. Once again, that's MeUndies.com/NFL2017. MeUndies.com/NFL2017.
Seamless.
It just crossed my mind, by the way. It just caught my attention, I should say, that this thing where Sydney's leaving us, was this meant to throw off our scent about the individualized offer codes that we're trying to get from MeUndies?
It should be Sydney.
Mm. That I think that's giving Shadow League figures far too much credit for caring.
Hmm. But like, they're sniffing around the individualized offer codes again. Let's lose the producer. Send a message. Not that Sydney was fired or anything, but
no.
I'm just saying, this is a big corporation.
Should we announce like what? Yeah, maybe your last show will announce where you're going and everything going on there.
Oh yeah,
tease
nice
it
tease.
Out.
Nice
wow.
tease. Nicely done, Greg. It is time now. Well, that was a good moment for you because you did a nice tease. But now
I like that you said maybe we'll do it, though. Not we're going to do it. Like,
that's
maybe.
A true tease.
But now the worst part of your day because it's back, baby. The Wheel of Destiny. What is the Wheel of Destiny?
Jaunty music.
The Wheel of Destiny is a game with three contestants, and I guess I should introduce them right now. Contestant number one, Philadelphia, PA's own Connie Fox.
Woo! Hello.
Contestant two, back after claiming a title in the first edition of the game. You know who he is, the mailman, Chris Wessling. And finally, the man who wants the game to go away, Greg Rosenthal.
Boo!
Boo!
this show, you said everyone remembers Chris won. In fact, no one in this room remembered who won.
Oh, I did.
Or the results, or really Wes how won. The show went.
The details are coming back, yeah. though.
Mark came in third, and then in the finals, Wes defeated Greg. That's how it went. And now Mark, by virtue of coming in last, has been eliminated and relegated, if you will. Now Connie Fox
Ooh,
gets
like
her
that.
Turn.
Okay.
And we'll do the
Ready.
Same thing the next time we play this.
I'm really great at games. I
all
should
right.
just
Sweet.
Say that. I mean, we played Cards Against Humanity, and we all remember how that went.
That went extremely.
It was the cards.
Extremely well. And behind the glass, of course, she is the Vanna White of this game. Oh, yeah. New money. You can give yourself
do
a
I, yeah.
applause.
Do I yeah. applause myself? Here it
yeah,
goes.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everyone.
And remember, that you have to enter Vanna White, although Vanna doesn't talk, so maybe not a good example, but use the broadcaster voice because you will be, in a lot of ways, the voice of this game. I am the host.
What's the voice like? Is it like just the voice that you are talking in now, or is there a specific thing
maybe
you're thinking of?
The female version on some level. Like, Sydney, can we hear you say, I am leaving this podcast at the end of the week, but say it in a very broadcasty-like voice?
Okay. Except that my broadcasting voice is really enthusiastic, and then that makes me sound like it's
that's
like
true.
A joyous occasion.
That's true.
Give it a whirl.
Say you're,
how about, how about
say you're going to Disneyland.
Yeah.
I'm going to Disneyland.
That was perfect.
Yeah, like it.
There you go. All right. So, Sydney, the way again we have categories, we spin the wheel, and everybody gets a turn, but also you can jump in and steal. And this is round one, three rounds, and then the final two contestants, the top scorers. One question for the final.
I'm confused.
Yeah. Greg, so
no one was really sure of what the rules were, what the destiny is.
We really hammered it out, though. We got this down.
Okay.
I think that my topics and questions are going to go really well.
Okay.
This game.
Whether it goes well or not, as long as Greg is miserable, I'm enjoying
okay,
this.
Okay, great. Perfect.
Let's get it going. And Colleen, as the new challenger here, you will go first. So go ahead. Give that wheel a spin.
All right.
What do we got, Sid?
Colleen, you landed on Division of Labor. You can only watch one division for the 2017 season. You cannot choose the division your favorite team is in. What division do you choose?
Good question.
I like this one.
Sounds like a Greg question.
I will watch the AFC West. The AFC West has, I want to see what the Chiefs do this year. I know the Raiders are going to be better, and I think that if I can't watch an NFC East division, then that's where I'm going. That's I think the AFC West is probably going to be the best division in football.
Anybody want to jump in with an attempt to steal?
Yeah, I will.
I would, but I know my host, so I'll let Greg attempt to steal.
Very smart. That's why he's the champ. Go ahead, Greg.
You know your host.
You can't pitch the Buccaneers and Saints to Dan Hanses.
What? Go ahead. Is that what you feel?
Well,
it doesn't hurt. You won't get any negative
points. Yeah, you don't understand the game either.
Oh!
You know, you can't lose points by trying to steal, so I'm going to go for the NFC South because this NFL we love to watch is all about quarterbacks. It's all about scoring points, and you're not going to find a better four-pack of quarterbacks that will entertain you even in a bad, you know, week of games than Jameis Winston, Drew Brees, Cam Newton, and Matt Ryan. That's the division to watch.
Derek Carr. They're going to be scoring a lot of points. We'll see what happens with Alex Smith. He's going to like have a chip on his shoulder now that there's another quarterback in town.
I don't think mentioning Alex Smith is.
I know.
Yeah, that wasn't going to do it. But also the you know the fact that beast modes evolve. I'm going to say AFC West. Yeah, Colleen does get the points there. Two points for Colleen, and she's right on the board. So feeling
How
good.
How about that?
Wes, spin the wheel.
Let's do it.
Wes, you landed on Super Big Decision. Due to the rain in Los Angeles, the NFL will be forced to move the location of Super Bowl 55. Thank you very much. In 2021, you get to decide where the game is played. Where to?
We're going to New Orleans. We're going to New Orleans. Greg is right. It should be New Orleans every year. I have never been to New Orleans, which
Me
is
either.
The most unique American city. and should be one of our most cherished American cities. It's all about having a good time. Throw them some spice into your life, the food, the scenery, the
Everybody's
drink.
On balconies. It
Everybody's
like
in a
really
great
fun.
Mood. The revelry. Yeah, we're going to New Orleans.
Nobody jump in on this. That's the correct answer. That's the only answer here.
I agree.
What, Greg? What are you saying?
You disagree?
How could the ultimate
for the first time ever?
Well, the ultimate contrarian. This is your. You've been pounding the table on this forever.
For once, I have factual information that you would think the host would be aware of, or at least
facts.
You know, be open to listening to.
Go ahead.
The Superdome is booked in 2020. They've already kind of looked into it with different events or whatever year it is, so the Super Bowl cannot be played.
What is the event? What is
what
the event
takes precedence
that's bigger than the Super Bowl?
I don't know.
Bowl?
Like just, some rodeo?
I read.
How do you know this?
There's a monster truck rally that weekend.
I saw it on Saints Twitter, you know, from the New Orleans Times-Picayune. People were asking that in New Orleans. Hey, could we get the Super Bowl now that year? And it turns out it's not.
Greg monitoring all New Orleans.
I would like to know what is the event that's booked that they wouldn't possibly consider dumping because the biggest game in the world is being played.
I mean, when you make a commitment, whatever it is, I guess.
Extenuating circumstances.
Go look.
Yeah, there's honestly no other place that would be better.
And I get it. Super Bowl 47 with the blackout, and it's pretty clear now the NFL's moved to a different model where they're rewarding franchises with new stadiums or upset or were kind of spooked by what happened in New Orleans last time at the Superdome. But this idea that we can go a decade or so without – or maybe more. It's just not right.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. It's absolutely insane. New Orleans should host the Super Bowl by rule every 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
But the NFL blew it already.
Mm. Well,
I would say throw it in Miami. Just do it a couple times.
I'm taking those two points regardless, Greg.
You stay with the points. I don't like the idea that they're not.
So this is a game that has nothing to do with reality. Or
like the NFL wouldn't.
Oh, bring it! I'm looking at you, fat guy in the front.
Like the NFL wouldn't grease a few palms and make that other event go away. Come on.
All right, Greg, you seem to be splintering here a little bit, but give it a shot.
All right, let's go.
I mean, it cannot be an event bigger than the Super Bowl.
Right.
Tell the circus they got to rebook.
They're done now.
Greg, you have landed on last man standing.
Okay.
Whose post-playing career lasts the longest? Tony Romo as a broadcaster, Jay Cutler as a broadcaster, or Rob Gronkowski as a pro wrestler?
Which one lasts the longest? Hmm. So, it's the total amount of time that they have that job, not necessarily like the years out, because Gronk won't even start that job for
a
while.
It's who's the last man standing is the title of the question.
Mm. I'm going to have to go with Tony Romo. I think Jay Cutler either won't be great or will get bored of the job after a while. That it's really not going to – he doesn't need the money. You know, he loves football, but he'll get kind of – maybe he doesn't love it as much as everyone else, and it just won't intellectually stimulate him. He's got to go do some other different things. Rob Gronkowski can't stay healthy playing football. I don't really see a reason why other than, you know, you can take more drugs – before you wrestle, why he's going to be so much healthier as a wrestler. So I don't think that lasts too long. Tony Romo is the answer.
Plus, the average life expectancy of a pro wrestler is like, what, 47?
Oh, that's
sadly.
It that's dark.
They don't last too long. Greg, that is the correct answer.
Oh!
And by the way, you think that I'm somehow going to try to like tank your game. I'm not, because as the host and judge, I am being completely fair
with
you.
We've stacked the deck.
We stack the deck.
I do think you'll do that. That's the whole point of the game. That's the whole conceit.
No. Let me tell you something, Greg.
Make Greg angry and miserable.
That is not
I'm not even miserable. I like it.
All right.
I like it.
That's not how I roll, Greg. I'm here for a fair game. That's my role here as the host and the judge. Round two, point value, guys, doubles. But just so you know, through round one, twos all around.
Three-way tie.
Yep, three-way tie. All right. Connie, you're up. Nice spin.
Thanks.
Masculine, powerful spin.
Thank you.
Colleen, you have landed on Race to Labor Day. What lasts longer, the absurd male romper fad or Cam Newton's shoulder rehab?
Oh, Cam's shoulder rehab for sure. I don't know. I just feel like with, especially with shoulders, there's can be so many setbacks. And with him, I just don't see it being something that gets fixed right away. And he's back and he's back to his old self and gets through everything fine. This feels like something that could drag on and something that we'll talk about a lot on this podcast.
Anybody want to steal?
Yes.
Wes?
Shoulders are fixable. Bad taste is not. Mm.
But isn't the fat already over?
Yeah, the Robert fad's over. You know, it's been killed. It's like Monday, the 22nd. People have moved past it. Good Morning Football did a segment. It's over.
Is that the line of demarcation?
No, I'm just saying, like, everyone's done their romper bits. Now we're going to go back to not talking about them, and no one's going to buy them.
What are you, Colleen's attorney?
It was good. I liked it. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just throwing. I don't know how the game works.
The points go to Connie Fox.
Woo!
Connie, coming to play. That's 4 points. Wes, you're up.
All right, let's do it.
Schrager filled out that romper pretty nicely.
Oh, he put one on?
Yeah.
He had an eyeliner on.
Oh, yeah, that was Kyle.
Oh, you're right.
May, man. May.
He looked great.
Wes, choose your own adventure. You can go back to 2006 and inhabit the life of Jay Cutler or Reggie Bush for the next decade. Who do you choose?
Reggie Bush in the news. He told Andrew Siciliano today on Up to the Minute Live that he still wants to play.
Two members of the 2006 draft class here.
This is a really tough question.
It's a little random. Jay got into two questions.
Yeah, talk us through. Why is it such a tough question?
Because knowing you've never
well, you don't know who made the question.
Knowing Dan, he's never mentioned Reggie Bush's name without a derisive comment. And not like insulting him, just the really derisive comment about being proud about it.
Well, the 1,000-yard stuff did get on my radar a little bit, but, you know.
He also had a very disappointing career. Compared to the expectations that he entered the league. I don't know. Plus, I kind of don't like that Reggie Bush didn't stick up for himself more when the NCAA took his stuff away from him. Like, who gives a crap, NCAA? Like, go stick it.
Interesting.
So, I don't know. But Jay Cutler's one of the most unlikable human beings on the planet.
Oh.
So you know what? I'll take Cutler's last 10 years. He made a lot more money. And I'm not usually a money first, money's everything kind of guy, but in this situation, a choice of two kind of mediocre options, I'll take the money.
Mediocre options. Anybody want
to
steal?
I'll try to steal all here. Right. I mean, Reggie Bush has a ring. I think that counts. Reggie Bush has, if you're talking money, must have gotten a lot of endorsement money right off the bat. So had some money. I mean, had some big time. He was about as hyped coming into league as anyone. And it said life, so it's the entire life. And this could actually get me eliminated considering the judge is Dan. But I think if we're talking about the different paramours that these two gentlemen have, you know, the Reggie Bush one is interesting.
Reggie Bush seems like he's a happier person in general.
That's a good call.
Seems like it, but he's not.
I don't know. I didn't quite understand the paramour angle there.
Yeah, I mean, it got myself into trouble.
What, Kim Kardashian like. Versus
Kristen
right. Cavallari?
Because for Dan, that's going the other way.
I still don't know. I'm a happily married man. I don't have any opinion on that. But I will say that Reggie Bush
Dan.
Is the right answer.
Yeah!
Reggie Bush, by the way, he's been a little bit of a disappointment in the NFL, but he is a legendary college star. He owns Southern California. He's made a lot of money, and Jay Cutler is kind of a punchline, which I think he struggles with a little bit. Reggie Bush, I just feel like Bush is a good-looking guy, too. So you got the looks for you.
He seems like he would be more fun to hang out with than Jay Cutler.
All right. Wes, that's 1 point. Point values double in round two. So Greg gets 2 points there.
Oh. Wow.
Connie, oh my goodness, is 6. Wes stuck at 2 and needs.
Wait, hold on. How can Greg and Connie both get points for that one?
No, yeah, she got in the first round. She got it right.
I stole it.
She got a first round question or second round question.
Oh, because these are worth 4.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Doubles in value.
This is the part of the show where Dan makes it look like I'm going to win, and then at the last minute, it turns out no.
But we should be checking Dan's math. Over
absolutely
here.
So check my math. But right now, with about to do the final question of round two, I have it.
This is like the Laugh Olympics. Did you ever watch that?
Oh, yeah. The really rotten?
The bad guy, the bad team look like
I have it at 6 for Colleen, 4 for Greg, and two for Wes.
Well, I still have to go in.
And now time. Greg's time.
Let's spin it.
Spin the wheel. Oh.
What?
Lose a turn.
Oh, no.
The only thing that anyone could remember from the show last time around was that I was the one that lost the turn.
It's actually Mark.
So it's interesting.
Mark lost the turn.
Randomness is funny, Greg.
It's amazing. That's how that worked out.
Bad luck.
Wow.
But as Sydney, as you could vouch, that was totally done at random.
Everything's random. All, you know, this is a fair game. Mm.
This is a square house.
There's no agendas here.
So that's how we're standing going into
Sydney's
the third.
Gone to the dark side right before she's on her way out.
The third and final round, point values stay the same.
Okay.
And Colleen, you are the leader right now. In fact, you could punch your ticket to the final if you get this question right.
Ooh.
Let the wheel spin. Greg and Wes, very tight for that second spot in the finals. Here we go. Could be another lose a turn. You never know.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Colleen, NFL honors. You are chosen to co-host the NFL's annual award show with an NFL player of your choosing. Who do you pick?
Ooh, man.
Tough question.
This is really hard.
Very open-ended.
I know. Okay. Well, it wouldn't be Pat McAfee because he would steal the show, and he's not an NFL player anymore.
Okay.
I guess he would.
Okay, I think I would go with Aaron Rodgers because he can be sneaky funny. Mm-hmm. I know that we've seen, I think, a side of him where some of the things he says and does comes off the wrong way if you're not a Packers fan. But I think that he would be a fun person to do honors with.
Aaron Rodgers co-hosting with Connie Fox at the honors. I like
Plus,
that.
I could shine.
And you could shine. You get your shine on.
Right.
Anybody want to jump in? With this deal.
I mean, my head went to Wade Phillips. I'm not about to defend that.
Wait, that would be awesome.
Wait,
like, who's going to be the funniest guy? It's going to be Wade Phillips.
So in this situation, would it be Chris Wessling and Wade Phillips?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting team.
I mean,
be like Waldorf and Statler up there.
We watch the ratings pour in.
Yeah. Of course.
I love our studio audience.
I'm going to steal, and I like the – I think Colleen had a great answer, but I like the way she's thinking. I'm going to go with the biggest star wattage possible, and that's Tom Brady, to get the most eyeballs on this so that I can shine and that I can maybe look good so that I can maybe look good in comparison. Because Tom's getting better at the commercials and everything, but you don't want – you know, you don't necessarily want a host that's way better and funnier – than you. And
are you saying that Aaron Rodgers would be way better? And
he's pretty funny. Yeah, he's kind of no, not necessarily. But I think I think he'd be good at the job. I think he is. I think he would be good.
It's interesting that you would pick Tom Brady, just knowing your audience here and the judge.
That's true.
Yeah, and Tom Brady to me is way too robotic, and it would be probably he would do a professional job, but would it be a likable, fun show?
No.
Nothing off the cuff, that's
no.
for sure.
No, I think that Aaron Rodgers, with that kind of sly, understated sense of humor.
He's a great pick, I got to admit.
And, you know, he's a legendary athlete, football player in his own right, and I think that's the right answer.
Mm. Who would you pick, Dan, if you were weighing it?
Yeah, you're not getting any answer to these.
Who would you throw in the mix?
Cam would have been a good answer.
Oh, Cam would be good.
Cam would be very good. Well, Wes, you don't think so.
He's a preening schmo. Everything's scripted.
Well, I mean, that's perfect for an award show.
Whatever. He's a robot.
I would go with Christian Hackenberg, personally. He's got to figure out his career options if this doesn't work out this year. Give him a shot. I would remove myself. It'd be Christian Hackenberg and Roberto Aguayo, the two of them up there.
Christian Hackenberg is real?
All right, Colleen, you're going to the finals. Congratulations.
Whoa, thank you.
Unless I got the math wrong, but
it's
I think it's
premature.
I think you're up to now 10 points. And let's face it, the other guys aren't going to catch you there.
I'm
so
not
Wes,
taking anything for granted.
Wes, this is big. Spin that wheel, because if you don't get this right,
let's do it.
You're in trouble. Here we go. Spin the wheel. You're still – let me just say, I'll set the table here. Greg has a two-point lead on Wes. Even if Wes doesn't get this right, he could catch – Greg on a jump in as long as Greg doesn't
you
get
should have, you
either
should take
answer.
Away points, too, if you don't like someone's answer.
No, that's not fair. Okay. But, Wes, destiny's still in your hands if you can get this right.
All right.
Wes, do as I say. You have the chance to give any coach or GM in the league one directive that they must follow implicitly. Who will you command, and what will you say?
Whoa. Coach or GM?
GM.
Coach or GM.
Are we going to need the Jeopardy ticking clock?
This is in no way affiliated with Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, Around the Horn. So any of you, if you're looking a lawyer up, this is a completely original game.
Yep.
One bit of advice, Wes, that you can give out.
Can I give advice to whoever came up with this question instead?
No, you cannot.
Come up with a much better question that doesn't Whoa. Take time to think.
Mm. Ooh, that's tough. That's tough.
Yikes.
You better hope the judge didn't ask that question.
Yeah, you better be worried that the host of the game didn't come up with this question.
My one directive would be Mike Zimmer, fix your eye.
Oh, God. We're coach.
Jeez. Wes imploding in a big spot here.
Look, compared to how you handled the news spot on this, I thought they'd be right up your alley. Isn't that what you basically said? So let's get over this, Mike Zimmer.
Anybody want to jump in on that one? Anybody want to jump in? I'm sorry, that's the wrong answer. That is the wrong answer.
I meant Mike Zimmer. I hope we fix your eye for you.
I mean, that is not really what the nature of the question was. That's all.
Well, the nature of the question was crazy.
Perfect example. I'll give you one. What I would do?
I wanted to jump in, but somehow it just felt like Wes had ended that part of the show.
Yeah.
So like, right there. I had to just move on.
Perfect example. Hugh Jackson. I would tell Hugh Jackson, do not even entertain making Brock Osweiler a starter or putting him in this competition. That's what I would
Ben McAdoo, shave your mustache. Get a different haircut, maybe.
That's another directive.
Yeah.
That's more about his personal appearance. All right, Greg, you know the rules now. All you got to do, you control your destiny. You get this right, you're into the finals.
Okay.
With Colleen, spin that wheel. And I don't think you can get hit with a double. Lose your turn.
Oh, no.
No, that would be too messed up. Wes with like a late period Win West's toaster meltdown there, and people are shocked.
Okay. Look.
That was a really hard question. It's
if anybody's
going
to get relegated, it should be me.
I should have jumped in. What's our question?
Greg, stick to sports. If you had to choose one NFL player as your next door neighbor for the rest of your life, who would it be?
One NFL player as my next door neighbor. I feel like I answer Malcolm Butler for all these questions. He's just an agreeable guy.
It's tough. Especially if you live in a neighborhood where the houses are close, maybe you're sharing a fence.
Do you have an issue with your neighbor where you
No, but we're in a building and our dogs aren't really friendly, so that's causing an issue.
Have you worked things out with what's his name?
With Bruce, our
Bruce,
neighbor. We haven't heard from him. He hasn't called the cops on us lately, so.
People also really loved your story about your parents sending the pennies.
Oh, that's all. My parents are in town right now, and they've
legendary
continued
story.
To give me more details about that. It's great.
All right, Greg, you've had some time to think it over.
This is a tough one. I'm going to say Jameis Winston. I would like to have as my next door neighbor. Number one means I'm in a nice neighborhood. I mean, this could be true for a lot of NFL players, mm-hmm. but making a lot of cash. I feel like once he's done, I mean, even right now, but once he's done with the NFL, but even right now, like he's a motivational guy. Like if I'm struggling, I'm kind of like walking down the street with a hangdog expression. Jameis is going to come by and pick me up. He's going to kind of give me a little bit of a pep talk.
Is that like something you want in a neighbor?
Sure. If it's Jameis Winston, I'm buying what he's selling.
He is very passionate. We've seen in the videos.
He seems like he would want to make friends with his neighbors, you know?
Especially if you're cooking crab legs.
That was another thing. I was trying to think of who would be a good cook of NFL players. I don't really know of any off the top of my head. But, yeah, he's into crab legs. That's a positive.
All right, Wes, you have you want to try to steal here?
Oh, yeah. Vince Wilfork. He's going to have the ribs out there.
Oh,
He's gonna entertain you, but definitely dancing while he's smoking the ribs. You know, you're gonna have all kinds of barbecue going on.
Well,
Yeah. That's.
I mean, we got to give that to Wes. Wes with the steal.
You can't beat that.
And you know what that means? We have a tie.
Uh-oh.
Would you let Vince Wilfork use the big green egg?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Oh, I don't know if
love to see him do it.
Yeah, I would like to have a thing where I use Vince's like rib truck that he has.
Oh my god, yeah.
He's got a better setup than I do. I mean, because he's obviously a multimillionaire and I make a pittance.
But that green egg.
He might convert to the green egg if he uses it.
I like that.
All right.
Great neighbor.
So there
I've
we go.
Already got the best neighbor around. That's Connie Fox and
Vaughn's.
Yeah, this other guy that she lives with.
The score after three rounds, Colleen 10 and Wes and Greg both 4. You know what that means? Everyone's going to the finals.
Oh, wow.
Because we could have a tiebreaker to get to the finals.
Yes.
I just, you know what? Let's go to the finals. And you know what this means. Wow. What an incredible moment.
You know what it means.
What an incredible moment here. Because this is worth 10 points.
What? Wow. Okay, cool.
So
10 points.
Win. Are you just, did you just make that up?
Yeah. So well, you guys suck so bad that
none of the game mattered.
You planned all of this, right?
Well, I thought you guys would be within 5 points of Colleen.
I like this, that everything we just did is meaningless.
It's totally meaningless.
I think it's telling of the topics and the questions we came up with.
Good God.
I feel properly chastened.
All right, here we go.
All right.
This is the final round. This is what it's all about, folks. 10 points.
Is it? Am I up? No. Who's up? Nobody knows.
Colleen.
Okay.
As the leader, you get to answer.
All right.
All right, Colleen. Food is my paramour. Hmm. You have to gain a sizable amount of weight in a very short period of time to collect a bonus in your contract. What is your food of choice?
Wow.
So it's like the inverse of Eddie Lacy. Okay.
Who came up with this?
Wasn't me.
I was going to say, like, Wes, you know, it was like a fantasy for Wes just being able to.
I mean, after hearing all of this barbecue talk, I think I would have to go with smoked brisket. Just barbecue in general and milkshakes. If I had to.
Milkshakes are so good.
Gain a lot of weight in a little bit of time. That's what I would go with. Oh, my God. And it would be the most delicious time of my life. I really love
food. It
would
be a lot of fun. This was the final question we chose, huh?
I mean, we could do a double bonus round if you so choose.
Just thinking we should have had Colleen go last for suspense reasons. Mm. If she gets this right, Greg and I are duped.
Oh, wait. We can try to go steal this, right?
You can try to steal it. It's time for a steal.
All right. I'm going to try to steal with garlic bread because I feel like you could just eat bread. I could eat bread. No, this is
okay.
This
well, hear him out. Hear him out.
You can eat bread. I could eat it forever. And there's not much more. If you want to like gain weight, just eat bread nonstop.
How do you make your garlic bread?
I don't make it.
Oh, okay. The secret ingredient is paprika.
Paprika.
Yeah.
Eat garlic bread. All right, Wes.
All right. You're up. Maybe I shouldn't have tried to steal.
Wow. I don't know. I don't think I can top barbecue and milkshakes. That's pretty much just what the doctor ordered for gaining weight and tasting good. All right, Philadelphia cheesesteaks.
Ooh.
I've never passed up a Philly cheesesteak in my life. It's a philosophy.
That's a great one.
The correct answer, I don't know, pizza? And that's it. Colleen wins. You are the champion of Wheel of Destiny.
Wait, we got two more questions.
Oh, no, we don't.
What do I win?
What do you win? You win a pair of Greg's used MeUndies.
That was our take.
That was a great callback from before the show started.
Those are spoken for.
Yes, somebody else.
I will let the audience.
Has those already.
Am I allowed to share this little nugget of what's going on behind the scenes of the podcast? It's one of the stranger developments.
Sure.
That we all got MeUndies as part of the sponsorship. Greg wore his once and decided, you know what? I have my own undies. I'm not going to use these anymore. Not that there's nothing wrong with MeUndies. Great product, just like Derek Carr is a great quarterback. So then.
Ding. That's even better. Perfect. Better.
So anyway, Greg says, I'm going to get rid of these. Wes steps in and says, hey, my paramour, she wants in on those. So the
Wes didn't step in.
Yes.
Or the paramour stepped in, said, I want in on those. So Greg said, okay, and hand over a pair of pre-owned undies, me undies, to Wes's paramour.
We're in San Francisco, the paramour and I, sailing over to Sausalito Island when I tell her that Greg's throwing his me undies, giving them to Goodwill, and she said, she immediately took out her phone, texted Greg, and said, hey, I want your me undies.
That's somebody who really likes me undies. Me undies must be awesome. I got to try them.
Just like Derek Carr.
There we got go. It.
Did it. All right. There you go. So, Colleen, you're the champ. Congratulations. That might be the last edition of of
it?
The game. So you might be the champion.
The
forever.
Reigning champ, then. That's
the champ
great.
For life.
Great for
perhaps
me.
The forever champion of Wheel of Destiny.
So glad I played.
Yeah. We will be back either Wednesday or Thursday. We're not sure yet with our second show of the week. And thank you for everyone to everyone. And Connie, are you going to join us again? Or
sure. Is that an official invite?
You know what?
Should we make things official?
It's official.
Okay.
Wow.
Connie coming back. Another show this week, so everybody make sure you tune in and check out the subreddit. Don't forget, Around the NFL, we did go over 5,000. That is on our radar in the coming weeks as we figure out how to choose the winner and what to give them.
Ooh.
Maybe some more used underwear. I don't know.
I thought Sessler was just going to call their phone 5,000 times over a year. Did we decide on that?
Seems like a much better gift.
Maybe that's okay. Maybe what we'll settle on ultimately. But, yeah, sign up for the subreddit and also on iTunes. Leave star ratings, comments. You know the deal. All right, let's go. This is Dan Hansa signing off for Connie Fox, the mailman, Daddy Bubbles.
Yes.
The new money behind the glass. Till Wednesday.
Whenever I was in need. We got to do it together. I don't know what the words were there.
Why did it have to end?
This is terrible. This is really awful. I hate singing, and I always end up singing in here. Always.